AR-4 EDW, monitoring.
AR-4 EDW, this is KR-4 AAE. How you doing this afternoon slash almost evening?
Give me a call back.
KR-4 AAE.
KR-4 AAE. KR-4 ETW, I'm doing good. Just headed to Greenwood to go to a meeting from Campobello.
Look at that. Safe travel down there, down to that direction. I know the deer are still moving around. I almost hit a couple coming back that direction one day.
Yeah, I'm out in the country right now, but I'll be hitting the 29 highway shortly. Don't see too many out there.
Fine on 29. I was more down towards the south of Greenwood. Name's Steven on this end. I don't think I've talked to you before.
Negan, not that I recall either. It's KR4ETW and Chuck up at Campobello.
Chuck, I've probably heard you before, but I haven't really chatted with you. But I hope it's a fun meeting to where you're going to.
It should be. It's not no real serious thing, but still got to go.
I think I've had enough of serious meetings for today. I could go for a nice jovial one every now and then.
I'm one and retired. I don't like meetings no more.
Yeah, I'm not retired yet, and I got a long ways to go, but I have had my fair share of meetings, and I don't want any more meetings for a while, if I can manage it, but I don't think that'll be the case.
Yeah, most of mine are volunteer organizations, so you still got to meet and take care of things like that. Where are you located?
See, I am at the corner of Wade Hampton, and I don't know what the name of this road is. I travel it every day, but I'm out in the Taylor's area right now.
10, 12 miles from me right now.
On the north side of 29 towards Spartanburg and land from that area.
Fire me, Highway 14, and then turn right off and go toward Campobello or Little Chicago.
Copy that. I'm familiar with that area. Just out of curiosity, what industry did you retire from?
Here with Lake Robinson.
Very familiar with the Lake Robinson. Me and my kid go fishing up there in the summertime when we have time.
I was a chief warden up there for 30 years.
See that? I've always thought that would be a nice job to have, be a game warden. Be out there out in the wilderness and out in nature, and it seems like it would just be a fun job to have.
I've been involved in it for about 36 years now, and I've enjoyed every bit of it.
Bet you've probably got some good old war stories from the people you've ran into on while you're being a game warden.
Been interesting, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, copy that. Maybe that'll be my next job. Maybe I'll go be a game warden. A little less stress on me, maybe. Who knows?
A warden for the utility on the lake. I also do some DNR too.
Yeah, copy that. I definitely enjoy that lake out there. I do enjoy that there's not a bunch of big boats zooming around out there, and it's a little 10 horsepower limit on the outboard, which I will take, because honestly, I don't like a big wake anymore, so I just stick to the little lakes where I can.
04 ETW. Yeah, it's a small lake, about 800 acres, but there's a lot of traffic on it, but they all under 10.
It's definitely smaller than some of the other ones I've been on, but I do enjoy the peace and quiet and not hearing a big 200 horsepower motor crank up and go zooming across the lake. It's a little more peaceful out there, and I'll take peace when I can get it.
Said it was interesting. Had to learn a lot. When I went up there, I basically was brand new at it. I mean, I was raised in it with my dad, but I was brand new at doing it, and had to learn the hard way, and, you know, just every day deal with it.
Yeah, sometimes that's the only way to learn is the hard way, but try to stay away from that as much as I can. Well, Chuck, I'm almost at my destination, so I better clear out of here. It's been nice talking to you. KR4EDW, this is KR4AAE. I will be clear on your final.
KR4AAE. KR4ETW, I'll be clear.